We're doing brachos. We're up to Chafvav Amar Aleph. Tfilat HaShachar Ad Chatzot. The morning prayer may be said till midday. Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Dalet Shaot. Rav Yehuda says only until 4 hours. Tfilat HaMincha Ad HaErev. Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. We have to define the word Erev. Rav Yehuda says till halfway of Mincha. Mincha Ktana begins at 9.5 hours. That's the time they usually would bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the afternoon Tamid sacrifice. They bring it within the first hour and a quarter, meaning if the day is divided into 12 hours, from 9.5 hours into the day until the 12th hour, until sunset, you have 2.5 hours. You divide that into half, that's why it's called Plaga Mincha, 1.25 hours, so that's 10.75 hours into the day. Shos Manios. You have to figure, we're working with the sundial, we're dividing the day into 12 equal parts, and it's not going by a watch that you're wearing, it's going by a sundial. So then all the hours that we discuss in the halacha are based on a sundial, so it's based on 12 equal parts to the day. Tfilat Erev en Lakeva, the nighttime prayer can be said whenever you want. Bishul Musafin Kol Hayom. Notice these are two different terms. It doesn't say Tfilat Erev Kol Halayla. It says Ein Lakeva. And so the Gemara is going to be medayik that. And Musafim can be said all day. Rabbi Yudum Erad Zayin Shaot. Virimini says the Gemara. I want to ask a contradiction. Mitzvatai manetzach makdesh yismoch geula letfilam nimtza mitpalel bayom. The mitzvah of Kriyashmas to say it. With the rising of the sun, so that when the sun rises, you could say Shmona Esrei right away in the beginning of the day. And that's how the Rambam Rosh Tur and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that the mitzvah, the ideal way of saying Shmona Esrei, is with nates. If you daven from alos, so, and Heir Pnei Mizrach, if you daven from the beginning of the day, before nates, when there's light on the eastern front, then you're Yotze. But the mitzvah, the ideal way of doing it, is to daven with the beginning of Nates, which is the first second the ball of the sun comes over the horizon. Okay. So, what's going on here? Our Mishnah said you could daven Shachris until midday or until 4 hours into the day. And the Brisa seems to say you should daven Shachris at Nates. Kitanya Ilevatikin. Yeah. That Brisa wasn't talking about the average Joe. That Brisa was talking about the people who are careful to do everything exactly right, what's called Vatikin. The old timers, the perfectionists. I didn't say that. They're perfectionists. That's their unique trait. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Vatikin Ayu Gomerin Otay Manetzach Hama. That the Vatikin, Rabbi Yochanan says, they were always careful to finish Shema with Nates, so that at Nates they could get in their Shmon Esrei the first possible moment. V'kuli Alma Ad Chatzot V'tu Lo. And everyone else, they could daven Shachris till midday and not beyond that. Va'amar amari b'reid Rav Huna, b'reid Rav Yomi Abraba, amar Rav Yochanan. Ta'a v'lo itpalel arvit mitpalel b'shacharit shtayim. We have the following halacha. If a person, by mistake, did not daven Ma'ariv, so the next morning he daven Shmoneh Esrei twice. So you see, you have time beyond it. Shacharit mitpalel b'mincha shtayim. If you missed Shachris, you could daven mincha twice. So why are we saying the limit is till midday? You got all afternoon too. Maximum you'll daven mincha twice. Answers the Gemara, kul yom ha-matziv azil. Oh, you're right. You could daven all day. But ad chatzot yavelei schar tefila bizmana. Till midday. So then you get wages for doing the mitzvah on time. You daven on time. Mikan ve'elach schar tefila yavelei schar tefila bizmana lo yavelei. If you missed chatzos, so then you get wages for having davened. But that's not davening at its set time. So if a person davens as Shaliach Tzibur, so he ends up davening Shmoneh Esrei twice, Shachris, that's okay. The second time can count for the Ma'ariv he missed last night. Same thing with Mincha, it could count for Shachris. We assume that you could only make it up in the adjacent tefillah, even though that's a Machlokas Rishonim. So imagine a guy was imprisoned for 3 years. Couldn't daven. They had him in forced labor camps after 3 years going to some Rishonim. He's got to make up 3 years worth of Shmoneh Esreis. So he'll divide it over 3 months, whatever. But that's what they hold. But we don't say that in general, even though the Shulchan Aruch does take that opinion into account. He says you could do a Tfilas Nedava. We don't hold you should do Tfilas Nedava because we don't have Kavana. Shulchan Aruch says, based on a smack, that you should say Ashrei in between. Don't just go Shmoneh Esrei to Shmoneh Esrei. Say Ashrei in between. Even if you're davening Ma'ariv twice. Say Ashrei in between the two Shmoneh Esreis. And the idea is that we said in the first perek, you should daven after learning Torah. That's Torah. That's a Torah lead into Shmoneh Esrei. And the Gra says, Maker Adin, it's enough if you just pause the amount of time it would take you to walk 4 footsteps. Technically, that's enough. And the Mkubalim say that you shouldn't say Ashrei after Mincha. You don't say Ashrei after Mincha. So that's why, according to them, let's say you're davening Mincha twice or Ma'ariv twice, don't say anything in between. Because you're not supposed to say Ashrei after Mincha, according to the Mkubalim. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Okay. But you have a Taz. The Ramah says, Shulchan Aruch says, you say Ashrei in between. The Aruch HaShulchan says you could be considerate of the Mkubalim. But Shulchan Aruch and Ramah don't seem to go with that.